Good morning to Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you and everybody. No changes in the forecast. This disgusting weather, as far as I'm concerned, as far as...
Hey, haze, don't call my friend disgusting.
Haze, heat, humidity will easily continue next week. And the only reason that tomorrow will be a little bit cooler is because it will be cloudy and we will have more widespread rain coming in the afternoon and tomorrow night. All of that because of a low pressure system off North Carolina right now that could take on tropical characteristics, and it either will become a tropical depression or a tropical storm. If it becomes a tropical storm, I don't think it's going to have a long life at all, because it looks to me like it's going to hug the coast right on up and then bend to the northwest, so it'll go up the Hudson Valley and wind up into Canada.
So now, how much rain, and when is this going to happen?
This will happen tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night.
How late in the afternoon will it start tomorrow?
Oh, well, I would say anytime after 12 o'clock.
All right, and it's going to be a fairly steady rain.
Well, that would come during the day. It'll get that way. It'll start off like light rain, spritzing here and there, showering, and then as we get into the afternoon, it'll be more widespread.
All right. How much rain do you think we'll get out of a total?
Well, that's a good question. And the reason I say that is because the modeling for months now has been excessive as far as rainfall. And you know that.
Yeah.
Because thunderstorms are all over the area. Well, yesterday we did get the rain across our listening area, but most of the time, you know, they go to the south, they go to the west.
Yeah, we didn't get rain. We didn't get rain. Everything split. It looked like there was going to be a big line that came through our area. Once again, it gets right next to the state line. Boom, it splits. One goes to the north, one goes to the south.
There you go. I mean, and we did get heavy rain here in the lower Hudson Valley, but I would say it couldn't have lasted more than 15 minutes. Meanwhile, that same area, when it went through New Hampshire, dropped over 3 inches of rain and flooded streets, and people were taking boats out to get around. So go figure. And that's the problem with Friday and Friday night. I think for the most part, places will get maybe about an inch of rain. But locally, some places can get up to 3 inches of rain.
It will be pretty local.
It'll
be enough to green up the grass again where there's some yellow grass and stuff.
That's what, yeah, it should be. And if that doesn't get you, hold on, because Saturday, Sunday, and Monday will be hazy to partly cloudy, muggy, with thunderstorms firing up each afternoon and highs around 90 degrees for the better part of next week. I think this will wind up having a bona fide heat wave, no doubt about it. And with it, again, will not come just sunny days, but with the chance of thunderstorms each and every day. So that's a scoop there. I'm not too excited about the pattern because, as you know, I'm headed for Maine. But I think the heaviest rain will stay to the west of Maine because of the track of this low, which will go up the Hudson Valley and up into Canada.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of the rain will stay to our west, and we'll get some. Nevertheless, it will still be very, very humid, even in Maine. So I'm not going to escape it there. Maybe it won't be as warm. I don't think it'll go to 85 to 90, but I do think that 85 is within reach up there as well. And talking about that, I'm going to ask Marshall to call up a direction map, because I did. I simply put in Governor Mario Cuomo Bridge to Algonquin, Maine. And it shows me three tracks, and the third track I'm not considering. The third track is 5 hours and 10 minutes, and it goes up the Taconic State Parkway.
Yeah, no, throw that out. What are the other two tracks?
The other two, okay, is, they call it CT 15 North. They said it's the fastest route, usual traffic, 4 hours and 11 minutes, and that takes me through the Connecticut Turnpike onto New Haven up to Hartford.
Okay, so they take you to the Connecticut Turnpike down low, and then up on 91 to Hartford. That's exactly
on 91.
All right,
and then 4 minutes longer, they have a track that goes from the bridge to 684 to 84.
Take that
to
one.
Hartford.
Take that one.
That's what I figured you were going to tell me.
You don't want to go down to the Connecticut Turnpike. That's like going. Take that one.
That's what I kind of figured. It looks, even though they say it's 4 minutes faster, it may be 4 minutes faster with no traffic at all. And it does bend a little bit further south, whereas this one like cuts diagonally up to Hartford. So I was kind of figuring that that's what I should take. Also, folks, yesterday I had a problem with my computer, and Marshall was kind enough to say he would help me out. And
by the time I called, it was fixed.
And I didn't do a thing. and like Marshall said, he said, Mercury retrograding, and he's right. Yesterday morning, I couldn't get this thing to work at all. And then Marshall calls, and I said, Marshall, hold on. I think it's working. And boom, it was working, and that was it. And
it's also Windows. It's also Windows.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's Windows. Windows, I mean, it's not a this Windows 10 is not a great stable platform.
The other question that I have for you this morning before we leave, I told you online that I was taking a virtual webinar yesterday.
Yeah.
This was in editing, and it said you use your headsets. That's on my PC. And I mean, I could see the slides, the video. I could not get audio at all.
Well, you have to change on your computer when you're going to use headsets.
Yes.
You have to go to the sound thing and change the output to the headsets.
You said to go to the sound thing.
If you click on the speaker, if you right click on the speaker, if you right click on the speaker, it'll give you open sound settings. And so if you open sound settings,
Open sound settings.
Okay. Yeah. When you open sound settings, it'll come up. And then there'll be a whole bunch of smuggy, buggy, bugga, booga, booga, boo stuff. But you have to look, and mine's opening it really slow. You have to look for the thing on the right that says sound control panel.
I'm clicking on that right now. Control panel. Okay, now we're going to get to that.
You should
have. I have speakers checked.
Yeah.
And also checked is Focusrite USB. That's a USB audio device. But
if you go to playback, what are your options under playback?
Like NVIDIA output.
Yeah.
High definition says not plugged in. Then there's a second one. There's three of those, all of which are not plugged in.
Next time you plug in the headsets, go to that setting,
and hit that,
and you'll see them, and then you just hit that. But then remember to put it back when you're done.
Right. Otherwise, I won't be able to hear you.
Uh-oh, there's your alarm.
You hear the beeping?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. Well, it doesn't sound like the fire alarm, though.
No, whatever it was, stop. That's good. Thank you so much for that. I'll see you one more time tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat. Have a good day. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Marshall.
Take care. I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center checking our tri-state forecast.